Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You know, we did talk significantly in that first segment or second segment about Kevin Stefanski and, you know, where we are with the quarterback situation and penciling guys in and trying to figure out what they should do with the quarterback situation. And Jeff and I have this continuing conversation about the worth of having four quarterbacks in camp and when to make the decision.
Do you think it's the worth?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think it's the worth. I just think that they have to figure out if one of them can be the starter and be confident in that guy being the starter. And then they have to figure out if one of them has no chance at all. And if one of them just doesn't look good or does, then you can move on from them.
But is that strictly Flacco versus Pickett?
No, Andy, I think it's wide open. You know, I know that Flacco is the veteran and he's got the big resume and everything else. Mm-hmm. There's a reason that he hasn't had a ton of success since he's left the Ravens, and there's a reason that he's had numerous times chances to sign with other teams in the past, and he hasn't. Could Joe step in?
Well, he also chose not to at one point. Remember when he was sitting on the couch?
Could he step in and do a nice job here? Yeah, maybe he'll be the guy and he'll do okay this year. And maybe Pickett has more upside than Joe because he's a lot younger and a lot more mobility. Maybe that fits better with his offense. I personally hope that, you know, Pickett can be the guy because I'd like to see somebody who, by chance, perhaps can be a long-term answer here.
Davis is in Cleveland. Hey, Davis, how are you?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Davis. To you.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks a lot, Andy, for that heads up and that information. I really didn't know that. But so I'm kind of, coming in on the tail end of your previous conversation, but talking about the quarterbacks, actually, I wouldn't mind bringing Joe in to start. Just to give him a try, just because he was successful other than the playoff game, and then making Pickett, you know, your second option. But I would keep Deion Sanders' son in some kind of way, let him develop, and he can possibly be the quarterback of the future. I know some.
Are you rooting for one in particular, Davis?
You know what? I'm actually rooting for Sanders in a sense. You know, I like kind of what he's doing in the community so far. It might be publicity, but I kind of like what he's kind of developing here. And then in my eyes, and in some of the original Browns fans or some of the longtime Browns fans, we want to see a winner here eventually. Not saying that he is going to do that for the team, but I believe that he can be a great leader for this team in some kind of way if they get the right system for him. That's kind of just what I see, and I like that. I know some people may disagree, and that's fine. But like I said, since the Browns coming off a not-so-good year last year, I would go with Flacco this year, him and Pickett, and then let Sanders develop, you know, this season and bring him in at some point next year, depending on how this season turns out, mm-hmm. You know, something like that.
All right, Davis. Thank you. We appreciate your opinion. Have a fantastic day, my friend. Davis checking in on the quarterbacks. Okay, there's another thing I want to talk about. When it comes to what was said yesterday and Quinshon Judkins, you know, the situation is it's up in the air. We don't know how long he's going to be out for. I think most people are just you put the bar when you've got domestic violence allegations at 6 games, trying to figure that out. And Kevin talked a little bit about the situation with Quinshon Judkins yesterday.
On the Quinshon Judkins situation, I don't have much to add. These are things that we take very, very, very seriously. We're gathering information. I don't have much to add on that situation.
All right. And I think that's the way it's going to be. I mean, I don't know if we need to hear the legal part of this first? Do we need to hear from the league? I think the league's going to jump out before there's any legal stuff and just say, investigation's going on. We don't like it. You're suspended indefinitely or you're suspended X amount of games, and we'll reevaluate once we have more information on this. I think the harder part for him is that, and for all of us in trying to figure out what his future might be, is the fact that he doesn't have a contract right now. It's a horrible look for the organization if they decide to sign him, especially the guaranteed money right now, with what's going on.
Difficult, so, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, that's rough.
Well, what are the Browns supposed to do? He put them in a really weird spot by being in this spot. You know, guilty, not guilty, doesn't matter.
Whatever it is, it's a bad look for him. And if the Browns are to embrace him now and give him guaranteed money, Andy, you're absolutely right. It's a bad look for the organization.
And the league. So I mean, it makes the league look bad, too.
Well, yeah, it does.
So
it does.
And we spent a lot of time when this first went down. You know, what does the league do? What does the team do? How do they try to avoid these situations? Mary Kay talked about it this morning where, you know, 2 years in a row you've had similar allegation and no prior reason to believe that those allegations would come out again once these guys became professionals. And, you know, so can you be mad at a team? You can't predict things going sideways in a way that's going to get you suspended. So they also talked a little bit more about, you know, taking this seriously and making sure that players understand this, especially rookies.
This is something I take very seriously. We take very seriously. It's not something that we want to be a part of. We want to be shining the light on the good things that our guys are doing in this community. Having said that, the league mandates a certain amount of education in all areas, certainly in this area, and we decide to go above and beyond that, and we will continue to do that.
Yeah, I think the Browns have actually been really good at making sure that the players are informed with what they need to know. It's not like I think most teams don't. They'd rather spend more money up front to make sure things don't happen than to have to start spending money on the back end. And we all know kind of where the Browns are with that situation because the Deshaun situation was so groundbreaking, probably the best way to put it, just because we had just never really seen anything like that before based on the guaranteed money that he had. And then the extended period of suspension that I don't think any of us saw coming, especially the front office. But by the same token, they thought they had a quarterback that could lead them to the Super Bowl after Baker Mayfield, and that just has not come to fruition. And we're sitting here arguing about four quarterbacks rather than having one guy that we're like, oh, yeah, made the playoffs last year. I feel really good about this year. And not sitting around arguing whether they're the 30th, 31st, or 32nd best team in the league.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Heavy sigh, deep breath. You know, I agree with you, Andy. I can't believe where the bar is set for like the over-under on this season. And it's the optimistic time of the year. Just feels to me like, let's get out there. Let's play some games. This team, forgive me for saying this, can't be that bad, can it?
I hope not. The defense alone makes me think that they're not going to be that bad.
I agree with you on that.
I had an argument.
I really do.
I didn't have an argument. I had a relative, we'll call it relative, that was like, oh, they're going to win 7 or 8 games this year. And I'm just like, who? Who? And what are they going to look like after the first 6 games are a meat grinder? They are. And I don't wish the schedule on anybody right now, let alone a team that's trying to figure out who their quarterback is. But if the defense can play the way they're supposed to, and this team jumps out.
If they're better than last year on defense, even if they don't approach what they did 2 years ago, it should be a much better football team.
If they can figure out a way to get in the end zone three times a game, and the defense plays it the way you just laid it out, that they could be a halfway decent team this year. I'm not expecting playoffs. I think you'd be a fool to.
I would agree with that.
Think that they're going to make the playoffs. I would agree with that situation. So, all right, Daryl Ryder is going to join us coming up at 11 o'clock. Don't forget, we're going to have the quarterbacks coming up in the noon hour. I know this business gets a little crazy sometimes, and sometimes I think we need to take a step back and appreciate some things. And I know you wanted to bring something up.
So. Yeah. A longtime friend of mine passed away and just happened. And if you're a Kent State sports fan, if you grew up in Akron and watched Channel 23 back in the day, mm-hmm. Cleveland State basketball, sportscaster Frank DeMarco has passed away. And Frank had been ill recently and in his 70s. When I started in our business, I was an intern at WAKR in Akron, and it was, and it's you amazing. Were too.
Yeah, we both had the same you were path. Too. Yeah,
and not at the same time.
No,
and Frank
I
was the
following in your footsteps.
There you go. Frank was the sports director, and Frank was a radio guy, and at AKR at the time, radio AM radio was the king, mm-hmm. and the TV thing was just kind of there. And Frank did the TV sports at 6 o'clock, and I interned and got in. And a little before six, my job was to produce the 11 o'clock sportscast, among other things. Mm-hmm. And then, and Frank was terrific to me, was very, very nice, very helpful. And nobody has to be.
No,
don't. But he was very, very nice and really helpful. And it led to me getting a gig doing color commentary on Kent State football and basketball with Frank doing play-by-play. Mm. So we spent a lot of time, you know, at games together and driving back and forth. And for any young broadcaster, it would behoove you to have someone like Frank in your corner. And he was in mine and was really, really helpful and had a big booming voice. If you ever heard Frank do a game, just a big booming voice and did a really nice job. And more than that was, you know, really nice to me and other young guys, you know, coming up who worked at AKR. So my thoughts are with his sons. His cousins, and Frank did great work, and he was really, really nice to me.
I know you see this, and I see it too. I notice that sometimes, especially with some younger folks that come through here and they're just starting their career, like I see that pay it forward attitude that you probably, and I don't know.
I had it with Frank.
And that's where it kind of started.
Nev Chandler was the same way with me. I didn't know Nev as well as I knew Frank. But you know, Nev would always look at tapes of mine when I was working in Texas.
Yeah.
And when I was able to get to Cleveland, was always really, really nice. And so, you know, we've had some really good folks. And certainly Frank did a great job as a sports guy. Loved listening to him do a game. And he'll be missed.
All right. Kind words. And that was fitting and very nice. Very nice of you to say all those things. All right, let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more sports after this.